When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also not unlike myself, the survivors and victims of this, and also help to and seek to help validate the victims and survivors of this disorder. Because guess what, y'all? You might not be crazy. You might have been made to feel like you're crazy for that person to get away with something else. Today's episode is going to be about why you should not share your secrets with a narcissist or a toxic person or anybody up front so fast. We all know narcissistic toxic relationships move extremely fast. That is like common knowledge is out there for the world to see, for the world to know about, for everybody, you know, for everybody in their mama to see. I always say, if it feels like you are being swept off of your feet unwillingly, like too fast, it's to drop you on top of your head. If somebody is sweeping you off of your feet like this, these are your feet, somebody sweeping you off of your feet, it's to drop you on your head. Slow down. Why are you rushing? So many people want to rush, and I've talked to people, I talk to people on Zoom all the time. So many people want to rush the relationship and things like that because, like, people want, you know, their biological clock is ticking like that. And people are just like, I want to get to the finish line faster. The faster you get to the finish line, the race is over, though. Isn't that correct? So the faster you hit relationship markers, the faster you speed through, you know, the caution tape and the red flags and things like that in a relationship with a narcissistic person, doesn't that mean the faster you get to the end, the faster the love stops, the faster the love bombing ends, the faster the devaluation stage begins? So that's what I tell people. You have to slow everything down. And the secrets that you have that can be used against you. Dear Lord, God Almighty, I know you hear me up there. I know you are listening to me, God. Please help these people stop sharing your secrets. Stop, like, y'all, you should not be having a heartfelt boo-boo, hoo-boo conversation on your first day. If y'all just having coffee for a first date, if you're literally just having coffee for a first date, right? Let's just say you're having coffee for a first date. You shouldn't be talking about your trauma from your when you were 7, 8 years old. You shouldn't be sharing that with somebody up front. Because that person, you know, some people share your trauma to try to bond with people, or you might get baited into, if you ever feel like you get baited into sharing your trauma, like somebody tells you their trauma and tries to get you to match it. Anything you've been through like that, similar? Have you had any similar experiences to this traumatic experience that I had? Can you one up that? Don't get engaged in the trauma Olympics. A lot of people have experienced trauma. It's not the Olympics. You're not trying to win a gold medal in trauma. If you're not processing it, if you're not trying to deal with it, the reason I say that is because narcissistic people will use that against you later on in a relationship. That's what I say. Like, I've seen studies before, y'all, that say it takes an average of 90 days to get to know somebody. That's why I'm pretty sure that's why that show 90 Day Fiancé exists, because in 90 days you should know everything you need to know about somebody. Everybody's like, ask questions, y'all. Why? It's like, your fear of asking questions is going to be lead you to the detriment. I'm scared to ask questions because it'll drive them away. Good. Because if you're scared to ask questions to this person, there's a reason behind that. I don't want to push them away too fast. And then you never ask the question that you need to ask. Some of y'all don't even ask, are you single? Then you find out 3 months later they married. You're like, why did you tell me you were married? You never asked. You said, what? I thought that should be information you provide up front. It should, but you never asked. I only answer questions that you ask. So I didn't lie to you. So did they lie to you? Did they lie to you? That's how they think. Did I lie to you? I didn't tell you because you didn't ask. So is that a lie? You mean your secrets are there for a reason. Your secrets, your trauma, your information. Make people earn your information. Why? And if people will sharing willy-nilly too much information with you, you don't have to match that. Because a lot of people think that narcissists are all about us. Like you, a lot of people, that's the rule, right? Narcissistic people are self-serving. Narcissists are all about them. You can spot a narcissist on the first day easily, because all they'll be talking about is themselves, which is true sometimes. But a narcissistic person like myself, a covert narcissist, most of the time, I'll just listen to you. I want to know all about you. I ain't gonna say nothing about me. I don't want to divulge information unless it's beneficial to the situation that we're going through right now. Unless it's beneficial to the current conversation that we are having right now in that moment, I'm not telling you nothing. You know what I mean? So many people get into these relationships with people you don't even know. They know everything about you. They know where your childhood, your first house at. They know where you grew up at. They know where you had your first kiss, where you first got your cheeks clapped at. They know all that shit. Your first cheek, the location of the first cheek to be clapped. They know all of that. They know all of that stuff. On the first date, second date. Slow down. You don't have to divulge so much information. Yeah, you can move way too fast, and you can also move too slow, because some people will try to rush you. If you feel rushed, trust your intuition, y'all. You have to trust your gut. Your gut is there to protect you. I tell this to people all the time. Your gut feeling is a feeling that you are that something is wrong and out of place, out of order. Your gut is there to protect you. It's there to guide you and there to keep you from harm. So many people ignore their gut. Like, I knew it felt wrong on the first date, but I just kept going because I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt. Why do y'all so eager to give the benefit of the doubt to people you don't trust, you don't even damn know? Why? I knew it felt wrong, but now I should have listened, and now I got four kids by them. I knew it felt wrong, but now I'm stuck. We done bought a house 2 months into the relationship. We done bought a house together, so I'm stuck for 30 years. He don't want to sell it. I got to get him. We're not married, so I can't force him to sell. What do I do? If you're on my podcast on the mic, I'm throwing my hands up in despair. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, y'all, except for slow down. Use the, like, there's such a huge community in my comment sections a lot of times with people, especially on Instagram and Facebook, where a lot of people are vibing and meeting each other and talking and stuff like that, where people, you know, bond through shared, like, through similar experiences. Use other people's pain. Use other people's pain and the stuff that other people have went through to help guide you. Learn from other people's mistakes, literally. You can learn from other people's mistakes. It's not a bad thing to learn from the mistakes somebody else has made to keep you from making the same mistake. That's why I say, if the old supply reaches out to you and say, like, look, hey, that person you're dating is a narcissist, they're going to beat your ass like they beat mine. You'd be like, nope, I'm better than you. They're not going to beat my ass. I can fight, if anything. Then you get a two-piece combo in your sleep, or a pillow put over your face in your sleep. You're like, no, I didn't sign up for this. You didn't sign up for it? They told you what they was going to do. You thought you was too good for it, right? Remember that? I said, listen to people. Everybody doesn't have ill intent out for you if they're reaching out to you. Some people do. Yeah, they reach out to you like, this is my ex, and you're going to, I miss them. Some people literally have been cheated on, played, whatever, and y'all just be believing them, giving them the benefit of the doubt. I think this is the one that's with somebody else already. Sometimes I hear these stories, somebody be blowing my damn mind. I just thought that he was the one, but he was married when I first met him. We was cheating together. I thought they were the one. Huh? They are the one. Huh? Okay. One of. That's it. That's how narcissists look at y'all. Now, you're not the one. You're one of. So that's what I said. Now, protect your information. Protect your peace. A lot of y'all can avoid these situations if you just slow down. Keep your secrets to yourself and make people earn your information. Just tap the brakes, y'all. If you feel like you're going too fast, tap the damn brakes. You're a passenger in this car. You're supposed to be a ride or die, right? You're a passenger in this car. It's like a driver's ed car. You also have a steering wheel, pedal, and a brake on your side of the car too. You can tap the brakes in this narcissistic relationship car. Oh, this is going too fast. Can you slow down? No, I ain't slowing down. Well, I got good thing I have my own brake over here. You hit the brakes, you get out the car. But so many of y'all is just like, can you slow down over there? No, I ain't slowing down for shit. You be like, I have this brake, and it feels weird that I have a brake. I'm not going to tap it. I'll go along for the ride, and that ride leads you straight to hell. You be like, damn, I should get out the car. Stop sharing your secrets, because people, if you share your secrets first, a narcissist will concoct a story that's similar to yours to get y'all to bond. this would happen to me when I was 9 years old. I've never gotten over it. It's so much, such a traumatic experience. Narcissist, like, oh my goodness, me too. My mom did the exact same thing to me, and oh my God, my cousin did the exact same thing to me. Oh my God, my dad did the exact same thing to me. Oh my God. Come to find out, they lying. They just told you that they bond with you. People use your trauma against you. Weaponized trauma is a real thing when you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people. That's why I tell you, y'all, make these people earn your information. Keep your damn secrets to yourself. Keep them to yourself. I'm not saying don't share them later on and things like that, but like there are certain stages in the relationship that y'all need to slow down in. You know, you should, first, second date, you should not be talking about certain things. You just shouldn't. First date, y'all talking about getting married, your wedding location, picking out the ring size and dress color. Go ahead and get out the car. Oh, I'm going to marry you first. I saw this one girl. She was giddy as hell after the first date. She met some rando in the club. And she was giddy as hell. She was like, oh my goodness, he told me he loved me. After we got home from the club, I just met him in the club. He bought me a drink. I went home with it. He told me he loved me. Oh God, I think this is the one. It's people in the comment section. Girl, that might be the one. Go get it, girl. I'm just sitting over there. I'm like, y'all just setting this poor girl up to get her heart broken. She getting swept off. She got swept off her feet. But she about to get dropped on her forehead. Y'all just celebrating it and building yourself up. Those same people who hype you up to be in a relationship sometimes won't be there for you when you get out of it. Because they hype, because sometimes you know this narcissistic person. Sometimes you know them. They're friends of a friend. They're the brother of your sister's, you know, they're the brother of your sister's wife or husband or something like that. And y'all end up together. Like, this is a good person. So you automatically think that they're a good person based on the connection. You get into that relationship, you share all your secrets because somebody told you before, right, that this is a good person. You get in there and share all your secrets with this stranger. And then, swept off your feet, dropped on your head, and then you can't tell anybody because y'all are so interconnected now. Y'all think it's going to be a fairy tale romance. We're like, we're all going to travel together. We're going to do all this stuff together because we're brothers and sisters and stuff like that. And families and blah, 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 this. Slow down. Today's message is just slow it down. I'm just tired. Like I said, I literally want to pull a dread out. 90% of the time, I'll be listening to y'all talk. I'll be wanting to pull a dread out. I'm just like, stop, y'all, please. It's so easy to avoid if you just listen and trust your intuition. So many people ignore those red flags. They get draped right over the table. Instead of a white tablecloth, they drop a red tablecloth, a red flag tablecloth. You're like, what's this for? Oh, you're on a date with a narcissist. Oh, really? This doesn't feel right. I'm going to continue. Appetizer, please. Please appetize me, please. I want the red flag steaks in red flag sauce. Come on, y'all. Please, Lord. Please, please, please. Anyway, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I really, really do. Tune into my live tonight with Mr. Ben Taylor at Raw Motivations, another self-aware narcissist that's growing on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, everywhere. So, anyway, y'all, like and subscribe. Turn on those notifications, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace. In my podcast, folks, I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm thankful for you. Hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. I know. I appreciate it. Last time I looked on here, we had, 379 positive reviews. Let me look on here real quick right now. What we got now on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts. What we got, Apple? What we looking at? 385. Ooh, we got 7 more? Yay. Sorry, y'all. Thank you so much, y'all. Sneezers. Call me Sneezers. I got new eye-opening. Thank you, Weagle. W Eagle 43 says it's eye-opening. I initially found you on TikTok and have been binging this podcast as often as possible. I appreciate you. Podcast subscription issues. I'm not sure what is happening, but I think these are getting kicked out of something. Oh, my goodness. Midra. What is it? Midra Shoportkova. Sorry about that. I have no idea what's going on Apple. Thank y'all. Apple hating on narcissists now. Thank y'all so much, though. Hit that 5 stars for me. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace to the Middle East.